From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Pakistan has closed its border with neighboring Afghanistan. Pakistani authorities are worried about a huge influx of Afghan refugees in the event of U.S. military action against the accused terrorist Osama bin Laden. He is living under the protection of Afghanistan's government. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from the Khyber Pass on the Afghan-Pakistani border.
They say in this part of the world that there is no border, that the northwest frontier of Pakistan is one with Afghanistan. But today, as the United Nations reported tens of thousands of refugees fleeing Afghan cities, the Pakistani army sealed the border here. Rising tensions were shown today when a group of Western journalists who made it as far as the border town of Torkan were shouted at by a Taliban border guard and then jostled by a crowd on the Pakistani side. Many of the residents of Torkan are Afghans who fled across the border before the edict was enforced today. Pakistani information officer Muzaffar Khan Wazir stopped other Western journalists from getting to the border crossing.
I think it's very risky. One should not go there. The situation across the border is very tense. Taliban are quite ready because the attacks on Afghanistan are obvious. There is no doubt.
But it was clear from a vantage point just half a mile from the border crossing that the flow of refugees had been stopped. That doesn't mean, however, that they won't keep coming. This territory is some of the most forbidding in the world. The Hindu Kush mountains that rise on either side of the Khyber Pass provide ample opportunity for Afghans with enough will to make their way into Pakistan. There are already some 1.2 million Afghans in squalid refugee camps near the border. Today, extra police were dispatched to contain those refugees within the camps. Amid fears of an American strike on Afghanistan, many young Afghans on the Pakistani side of the border are already starting to show anger at the United States. 27-year-old Abdullah crossed the border last year.
After this action, we will be proofly say this, America is our enemies. We can say if they do that, we can say this, they are our enemy, they are against Muslim.
A visit to the Khyber Pass shows just how difficult a deployment of foreign ground troops in Pakistan would be. This is one of only two border crossings into Afghanistan. It's a tribal area where even Pakistani law doesn't apply, and it's a stronghold of the Islamic groups that support the Taliban in Afghanistan. Pakistani information officer Muzaffar Khan Wazir said local people here would strongly resist an attack on Afghanistan.
Nobody is ready to accept foreign troops. They are not like, United States is not like, not a favorite nation, neither the West, because they always work against the interest of the Muslims, and they don't care about Muslims.
People here do not accept that Afghanistan should be punished for the perceived crime, still unproven, they say, of one man, Osama bin Laden. But, said a group of Afghan men sitting half a mile from the border, Afghanistan has never been conquered. If the U.S. comes, they say, they will cross back into their country somehow, and they will fight. Rob Gifford, NPR News, in the Khyber Pass.